This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 228 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we're going to be wrapping up this little miniature franchise, two movies, Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle from 2003. Now, Alex, the first movie, I couldn't believe it. It was 23 years old. This one's 20 years old, which I also can't believe. When was the last time you saw this movie?
20 years ago, because honestly, I don't remember this movie. I saw this movie, like, I bet on Blu-ray or when it first Blu-ray came out or whatever. But honestly, I don't remember it. So I'm going to pretty much say 20 years ago, because when we popped this sucker on, me and my wife, I was just like, what am I watching? Like, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, this came out when I was 16. So I would have been like a sophomore in high school, maybe going into junior year. I saw this on DVD. So I didn't even see it on Blu-ray. I saw this on DVD and maybe in like 04, 05. It was around that time, like when I was in high school. I have not seen it since. So I have no memories of it. So this was like a first time watch for the both of us, essentially. So before we go into it and say if this is better, worse, or equal to the first movie, let's give you some Rotten Tomato scores. And I can tell you right now, my friend, the Rotten Tomato scores are not equal to the first movie. The audience score is kind of close. So I'll give the audience score first. It's a 40%. The first one was a 45. This one's a 40. So they're not that far apart. But the critics, the first movie had a 68 and this one has a 41. So a huge drop as far as the critics are concerned. And I know you might share it. I'm pretty sure this movie made more money than the first, or maybe not more, but it had to make close, or maybe it made less. I have no idea.
It was kind of dead even. It was even.
Okay.
The budget was double though. Actually, it was not double. It was one, I said 95, right? 93, 95.
Like 90 something, yeah.
This one was 120.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
So it was bigger.
And it made 259. So it kind of seemed like the other
one. About the same, but the margin wasn't as big because the budget was higher.
Yeah.
So it didn't make as much by that. Okay. Well, maybe that's why they didn't really make a part three. They just made a reboot a bunch of years later, 15 years later. Either way, it doesn't matter what any of those things say, because me and Alex are going to give you our two cents on this movie. Now, of course, for lead characters, we got the same exact lead characters, minus one Bosley's different. We still have Bosley, but it's a different actor. But we still got Cameron Diaz. We still got Drew Barrymore. We still got Lucy Liu. They are the Angels, Alex. What did you think in this one?
Disappointing. You thought that 41 and 40 is going to be, it's known. one of us is going to land on one of those numbers. And it's only by 1%, pretty much. Disappointing. Very disappointing. It's a very disappointing. What they did was, they did what they always do with sequels, okay? When one is success, they just keep milking the cow. Because this was the milking the cow movie. And they did the Austin Powers. You did a right comparison on the last episode when you said Austin Powers in this one. Because Austin Powers felt the same after the second one and the third one. Which I thought the Spy Who Shagged Me is way better than the other two as a film. But that we'll tackle in another episode. I would like to tackle in another episode. But anyway, this movie, very disappointed with the characters. They did not do nothing new at all with these. They were the same carbon copy buffoons that they did in the beginning. And I'm not saying buffoons, like, I just felt like they got dumber for some reason. I felt like the characters got written more dumber, and it got the Lara Croft treatment. Like, the first movie was awesome, and then Lara Croft became a buffoon. I was like, what is going on? Like, she just became more sexualized. And this one, you talk about the first one sexualized? This one, they took the notch up to porn star status, because you were like, holy moly, whack-a-mole. Yeah. These characters became overly sexualized for no reason. We already know how sexy they were. They just took it to the next level. It was hard to say. I mean, they were good. Nothing rad. I mean, they did the same thing. I can't say nothing wrong with that. The fighting, they were all good. The sexual in the windows were in the movie a lot more than it was in the first. Bosley is now Bernie Mac, which I thought he was freaking hilarious in this movie. To be really honest with you, I thought it was a perfect. If they would have had him in the first movie, I'm not saying Bill Murray was bad. Yeah. I'm just saying is if they had him in the first movie also, I would have been okay with it. Him in the sequel.
I love Bernie Mac.
Yeah, Bernie Mac was mad funny. I love what he told his mom to shut up. And she said, what did you tell me? He goes, I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking to you.
His face goes, throughout the whole thing is hilarious. He's like always smiling. Yeah. He's like this big cheesy smile all the time.
Yeah, he's always, I miss him. He was so good. He was good too in the Ocean movie. He was so good. Amazing. Yeah, he was amazing in those films. Anyway, to be honest, in terms of this movie, Bernie Mac was the shining light for me. Nothing against the three women. They were beautiful. They were gorgeous. They did what they had to do. But I saw that in the first movie. And I think Bernie Mac brought out more of the, the community with all of them. Because I loved it. I thought it was pretty cool. But anyway, I'm going to let you go on this. I gave it a 4. I thought it was still great. But I dropped it from a 5 to a 4 on the sequel.
Well, guess what? If you lowered it by 1, guess what I did? I lowered it by 1, so I gave him a 3. I gave him a 3. I agree with everything you said. Well, only thing I will add, I also loved Bernie Mac. I loved Bill Murray, and I loved Bernie Mac. If you're going to switch, like if you're going to take a character, you know, Bosley. Let's just say Bosley's a rank within the Angels thing, right?
Yeah.
So it could be multiple. You can't go from like Bill Murray to like a comedic actor that everyone hates. That's not going to work. But Bernie Mac was hilarious to me. So to me, it's a fair trade. Totally different style of humor, totally different personality, equally funny in a different way. You know what I mean? So I love my favorite scene with him is when they're at the beach and he's talking to the surfer about a surfboard. Oh,
he's licking the ball.
He's like, what's that? He's trying to figure out the flavor of the wax on the board. Yeah. Oh my God. It's so funny. So yeah, Bernie Mac was great. Here's my issue with the girls. The only one who gets any sort of anything is Drew Barrymore's character. Yeah. She gets the backstory with the new villain that's in this movie where it just seemed like it was focused on her. And the other two had like Cameron Diaz at this point. You can honestly say in 2003, Cameron Diaz now a bigger star than the other two than Lucy Liu and
Shrek,
Nick.
Right?
And, yeah. Shrek. Yeah. She had the first movie of this one. And then she got all these like she was just the biggest star of the three. And they somehow she had the back seat as far as like she's not even in the it seems like she's in it less. Right. And she's doing the same exact thing. Like she's still with Luke Wilson, who's cool. I like Luke Wilson. Fine. But like now they're moving in together and there's still a lot. She does dances like it. She's the same exact character. Lucy Liu. And this is where I really agree with you. She is the smart one. And she was so stupid in this movie. Like she's talking to her dad, who's John Cleese. The cast in this movie is like, well, how do they get all these like really good actors to be in these movies? I don't know. But her dad's John Cleese and she's talking to him. And essentially the running joke is that Matt LeBlanc makes him think that she's like a prostitute pretty much for her job. So everything she says sounds sexual when it's like she's really describing, but like the fact that she can't pick up on the fact that her dad doesn't like really know what she's, it makes her look really stupid. And I didn't like that. I liked when she was smart and was able to use her sexuality to like get what she needed. Whereas in this, she's just like dumb. But still, it makes it weirder. And you're right. I mean, the first movie had a lot of innuendo. This one, they're straight up like naked parts. I mean, it's PG-13, so you don't see nudity. But like when they're the pussycat dolls, she like whips her and all her clothes comes off. And then they jump out of that plaster thing and they're like naked. I'm like, what is this? What is going on here? This one is way creepier than the first one in that regard. So I gave them a 3. Bernie Mac's the best. I did think Drew Barrymore was good in like I liked her backstory. At least they gave her something, but the other two get nothing, like absolutely nothing, and it hurts them.
I agree with you. I agree with everything you said there. I mean, it's true. I will say this though: if I had to pick a Bosley for the movie, and I'm not taking nothing away from Bernie Mac because he was fun, like he was great. Yeah. If I had to replace Bill Murray, you know who I would have went with?
Who's that?
Rest in peace, my man Robert Williams.
Robin Williams would have been. He would have knocked it out of the park. He would have been the star. Yeah, he would have been there. That's why they couldn't get Robin Williams, because he would have stole the whole movie.
He would have been so funny.
Because you know he wouldn't read any of the lines. He would make up all his own lines. He would do all improv, and it would be hilarious. So they couldn't have him. But he would be amazing. He would have been amazing.
Freaking funny.
Robin Williams in anything is give me that. Yeah.
Because I can see him. I can see him dressing up.
Good morning, Charlie. I could just see him doing all the lines. And he would be too much.
Yeah.
Especially because they use him. Remember, in this one, even more than the first, like they use Bosley in the field. But in this one, I feel like he's in the field even more. And so, you know, it's like He would have, Robin Williams would have just knocked us out of the park.
In the beach scene would have been so freaking hilarious. Yeah. He would have been like, as a surfer dude? Yeah. Hey, dude.
And again, we get Cameron Diaz as like a CSI person, and she looks just like Viggo Mortensen. Again.
No, dude. That just CSI like scene was so funny. When Bernie Mac was like, is this a real dead body? She was funny. Yeah. He was like, I'm not touching no dead body. I'm telling you. he tells that to the other coroner. Oh, yeah. She was too funny.
Bernie Mac nearly steals the movie. Pretty much.
He does.
All right, let's move on. So you gave him a 4. I gave him a 3. Yeah. Main villain. Now, this time, this is similar to the first one. We get multiple villains, but the ultimate main villain ends up being Drew Barrymore, who is a former angel, now retired and now turned criminal. What did you think?
I thought the premise was awesome, but poorly ass executed. Mm. And this is why. This is why. You ready for this?
Yes.
This is where I would have did something different. One, I would have never put Drew Barrymore on the bill. Because what hurt the movie was they put her on the bill. Once you put Drew Barrymore, you're going, okay, who the hell is Drew? Where is Drew Barrymore? Right? Like, where is she?
Oh, Demi Moore, you mean? Demi Moore.
I mean, I'm sorry, Moore.
Yeah.
They should have never put her on the bill. Because I think that's what hurt it for me.
Oh, let it be a surprise, you're saying.
Yes, it would have been a surprise. You know why? But I remember when the trailers dropped, they show Demi Moore looking all hot in the bikini and everything. I was just like, oh, okay, great. Then go former agent. I was like, nah, you should. They wasted all that. They should have never did that. They should have just showed her helping them, and that's it. Let the twist happen. Or they could have brought back in an original Charlie's Angels and then turned on them. You know what I mean? Like Gene Fonda, whoever the hell was like one of the originals. Like an original.
Oh, Farrah Fawcett.
Bring her back, right? You go, oh my God, Farrah Fawcett's back or whatever. And then all of a sudden she becomes the bad guy. That would turn a lot of people's head like, holy shit. Like, this is actually pretty cool. But anyway, they dropped the ball. I ain't like it. Did not work for me. Then you had this, like, T-100 freaking 1,000 boyfriend.
That Justin was like Theroux, the actor.
That dude, I did not like him. I did not like. He was like a weird, like, when the whole thing with the fire that he walks through it, man, I was like, first of all, you're not walking through fire. Let's just get crazy. Let's just get, like that thing burns. Like, I know it burns. We all know it burns. This dude walking through fire, I was like, that's stupid. Then my man Dustin Glover's back. Crispin Glover's back. More creepier than ever.
Still sniffing hair. He comes back with the hair already.
Let me just tell you. I think the best scenes of this movie is his flashbacks as a kid. And he's like, ah!
he's
screaming when the cutting goes.
Yes.
I thought those were the best parts of the movie. But honestly, look, we could joke all we want. When it comes to villain, it sucked. It's a typical sequel villain. Nothing new. Yeah, Demi Moore was a former agent, so she knew what was going to happen because she did that, whatever. I wasn't too thrilled. I thought that whole thing could have been done so much better. Mm-hmm. And I gave it a 2 for decent. I wasn't too crazy with it. I think, to be honest with you, I wasn't too crazy with it.
I think it worked for me a little bit better. I thought that, I you know, now that you say it, because I didn't really think of it at the time, but now that you say it, I think it would have been great if they either left her out of the trailer altogether or leave all the parts where she looks evil out of the trailer. Because if I remember correctly, because I remember the trailer, I remember the trailer for this movie more than the movie. I know that they're at the scene with the surfboards and they're talking and she's like, she's a former angel, whatever, whatever. And then they show her later in the trailer with the big coat where she's like in her underwear and she's wearing the coat and she has the guns. And I'm like, it looks cool in the movie, but if they would have left that out and you just thought she was going to pop up as like a helper and then it turns out she's bad, I thought it would have worked way better. The execution would have been better. Because you know it and then she's gone off the screen for like mad long and then she comes back as the villain, but you already kind of knew she was, it does hurt it a bit. But I like the motivation. I like the motivation, you know, like former angel using all her skills that she gained as a spy to now be like a super villain, sell stuff on the black market. Yeah, you know, this movie is like Tomb Raider 2 in more ways than we even let on because it's the same crap. She's trying to sell this to these buyers to do. It's the same thing, right? And it's way cornier than the first movie. That's the ultimate goal. Now, Justin Theroux, his accent was ridiculous. He's like super thick Irish Scottish, whatever it was. He's American. I mean, he was trying something. I like Justin Theroux. I mean, the dude was shredded in this movie. I give him much.
He was.
But yeah, he wasn't as cool as Crispin Glover was in the first movie to me. And then Crispin Glover shows up again, but not, that's too short. too short. He needed to be in it more. And his ending is uneventful, in my opinion. I was like, really?
It was so
He came back to help them. Like, I thought that was a cool twist. He came back to like help fight with them because he loved their hair. I was like, okay, he loved their hair. Yeah, this is my guy. And then he dies. And I was like, what? Yeah. I didn't like that. But I gave her a 3. I didn't dislike her as much as you, but I love Demi Moore, by the way. Always love Demi Moore. And I do think that it would have helped if you didn't know so much in advance. They didn't telegraph it so much.
Yeah, I mean, what I mean is, like, I'm not saying she's horrible. Yeah, she does. But I'm not saying she's horrible or nothing. I just feel like that awesome plot point was just thrown in the garbage. I think it could have been handled so much better.
Yeah, I agree with you, which is why it's a little bit lower than I would like. It would have been higher because, again, she fights them. She fights all three by herself. She's a beast. But just, you know, she's just trying to sell stuff to buyers. Okay, action scenes.
Action scenes, this is not a perfect. And I know it has a lot more action in it than in the first movie. The problem is the execution of it, to me, did not work. Did not land. It was very over-the-top action. I mean, over-the-top action. And I did not like it. I mean, I know you hated Die Another Day with 007. And you cannot tell me this shit was not the same as that damn movie with terms of action scenes. Because that beginning sequence with the helicopter, I said, I said, that alone is giving it a 4. Like, there's nowhere this is going to go from there.
Starting at a lower. Yeah.
Yeah, it started at a 4. Like, I was like, the movie started at a 5, and I was like, oh, this is cool. Then they showed all the Drew Barrymore stuff when they were trying to get Robert Patrick and whatever. And then once I saw that, I said, oh, hell no. I was like, this is not good at all. They're trying to turn on a helicopter while it's falling. They would all got chopped up. I don't care what anyone says. That thing
like
went that
diving blade, at it and like being able to grab onto it.
I know 007 does it, but at least he does it with planes where the propeller's in the front, not on top. I don't think so any human being's going to jump at a helicopter. But anyway, the CGI in that scene was god-awful. It did not work well at all. Oh, man, this movie is not memorable in action, dude. I'm going to say that right now because I'm blanking out right now in terms of action scenes in this movie. I can tell you the whole first movie in terms of action. This one is not as much. And that tells you something. But I think Drew Barrymore versus the girls were the best part of the film because she did know their tactics. And I like when they first introduced her and she goes, oh, you're going to do that whole, the poses. And then she shot them all one by one because they were doing those poses. I thought it was cute. It was funny. The ending when they fought on top of the roof, I thought it was okay. I thought it was decent. It was pretty fun. Honestly, throughout the movie, I'm mind blank because most of the time I'm thinking of what they're wearing more than the action sequences, to be really honest with you. So I'm going to let you go with that because I know you know more than me in this part. But I gave it a 4. I thought it was great. Not memorable action.
I gave it a 4 like the first movie. I will say I think the execution of most of the scenes in the first movie is okay. The helicopter scene in this is the worst. And it's right at the beginning. Thank God it's at the beginning. And like they got it out of the way because that way everything else could be better. Because every other action scene is better than that one. So I did, the one thing I like about this one is some of the stuff that happens is way more brutal. Like, okay, take for example, the motocross scene. That was one of the action scenes. They're doing like the motorcycles and it was cool. Like it was all people doing stunts. It was stuntmen. And that one, and it turns out it was Crispin Glover. And he jumps the motorcycle into the thing and like blows up and he like hits the, like it looked pretty brutal. And then the last scene when they're in the car chase scene where with Demi Moore before they fight in like the theater or whatever. And that car crash scene, the way they go like flying through the window, like it was very violent. And I was like, okay, that was pretty good. There's the rooftop scene. Like you mentioned, the fight was cool. That reminded me of a fight from the first movie. And then I did like the fight in the warehouse where they fight the three of them fight all the Irish, like mob guys or Scottish mob guys, whatever.
Yeah.
And they turn the lights
off
and then they're doing like, and that's another one. Again, that's the one that's set with like the Prodigy music. I thought it works. I thought visually it looked really cool when the lights go off and they're fighting. So the action is probably the best part of this movie, to be honest. I gave it a 4 as well, though. I thought it was strong. Bernie Mac and the action. Those are the two like best things about the sequel.
But do you think it's memorable? Like, you're going to forget about it within 3 days from now after you saw it. Like,
I don't think anything in it is memorable. No, I don't think anything in it is like incredible. I didn't think anything was incredible in the first movie, action-wise. I remember the fight in the alley more because of Scary Movie 2. when they make fun of it. So it that is memorable. But in this one, the most memorable part's the helicopter part, and it's the worst part. Yeah. So I get what you're saying. Like, that's it sticks out like a sore thumb because it looks horrible. But I did think it was good like when that. I was watching it. You know, I score these while I'm watching them. And while I was watching, I was like, the action was good. So I gave it 4. But yeah, no, nothing sticks out as like, you remember that crazy good action scene in Charlie's Angel Full Throttle? It's never, no one's ever going to say that.
No.
Okay, here we go. Storyline.
All right. Storyline, like I said before, the best part of the quality of the story was Demi Moore turning on them. So I'm going to be honest. That's the best part of this movie was that twist, which wasn't a twist because you kind of knew when they met. I liked it. I thought it was cool. The whole boyfriend coming in. One thing I got to say, those stupid ring things was so useless. The ring, the two ring thing, like they were chasing for two rings. It was the dumbest thing ever. I was like, who cares? Like, no one's there to see the two rings. Everyone was there to see Demi Moore in a bikini turning on the angels. Like, that was the whole thing. I bet everybody, once they did the whole trailer.
Huh? They make it like you need to get it, but it's not really. It's a MacGuffin. It's like thing. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, they're just going to. It's like night and day. Remember? Like, the battery. Like, who cares about the battery, really? It's just an excuse to do all this other stuff.
I like that. The MacGuffin. There you go. Yeah, I like that. The MacGuffin. It was the MacGuffin effect. Mm-hmm. It pretty much are useless rings, but guess what? Demi Moore's storyline worked. So I gave it a 3 for good because honestly, that was the good part when she turned on them. But the MacGuffin stuff, I don't like it. I didn't care for it. So I gave it a 3.
You were nicer than me. You were meaner than me with the villain, but you were nicer than me here because I hated the storyline of this movie. I thought it was pretty bad. I gave it a 2. I agree. I don't like MacGuffins can work okay if everything else around it is great. You know what I mean? Like, okay, anytime they're just like chasing an item, like we got to get this item. Every movie, you know, all these kind of movies have it. Tomb Raider, Night and Day. I'm just thinking of the ones that pop into my head right away. You know, like the Dagger of Monte Cristo or whatever. It's something, you know, they got to get some item. Why? It doesn't really matter. And these rings, they have like the identities of like secret agents. That's it. That's all it is. And it the really, to your point, they're just getting to the fact of Demi Moore is like a former angel that's crossing them and they're trying to stop her. Like they could have done so much other things and she's going to sell it on the black market. Very generic. Again, the angels take a super backseat to Drew Barrymore only. She's the only one who gets any shine as far as the story goes. They get nothing. Demi Moore could have been a great villain and instead comes off as okay because she doesn't get enough screen time. She's off the screen most of the time. It's convoluted. Like, there's way too much going on. Like, what? The stuff with Robert Patrick, and then they got to go get him. And then there's like they're trying to figure this out. And there's a way it's crammed full of crap that none of it ends up mattering. Let's be honest. The whole thing with Drew Barrymore and her ex-boyfriend, but at the end of the movie, it doesn't matter. Like, why was that here? It means he ends up dying before the movie's even over. Like, he's not even in the end of the movie. You know what I mean? Well, he dies towards the end of the movie, but like, he doesn't matter much. So I just thought there was a lot of pointless crap. I don't know. Yeah, there's still some funny moments, you know, but it's not as funny as the first movie. Like, the first movie was way funnier because it had more good comedic actors. Here, I pretty much only laughed at Bernie Mac because as far as with Cameron Diaz, I thought she was funny in the first, but she has all the same jokes in this one. She always wants to do a dance. It worked the first time. It doesn't always work. And the Lucy Liu stuff was dumb. Like, that whole thing with John Cleese was stupid. And he's like a Monty Python guy. Like, you're telling me they wasted him is pretty much what I'm getting, comedically. So I gave it a 2. I didn't really like it. All right, overall.
I did not like this movie. I was not into it overall. They hyped up the sexuality on these women. I did not understand why they didn't need to. They tried to redo the magic of the first movie, did not work on the second one. To me, second, you're right. Lucy Liu's character sucked in this movie. She was bad. Cameron Diaz, I got annoyed. I was like, you're annoying now with the dancing and the same jokes, and she was very annoying. Drew Barrymore was okay. Again, you said it. She was tied to the storyline, so it was okay. Then they had that whole heartfelt that she was going to leave the group, and then she was like, oh, no. So I was like, all right, it is what it is. Bosley as Bernie Mac, I thought it was funny. I thought it worked, but kind of ruined him because the movie wasn't as good in terms of storyline. Demi Moore as the main villain, I thought she was hot. They had a cameo from Bruce Willis in the movie, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, I thought
it was really cool, him in the film. I thought it would have worked. It should have been better if he stood with the rings. That could have helped the movie a bit with the star power. But look, all in all, it was bored. It was just boring. I turned it off and I was like, this is not a movie I can see myself popping it up again. And now I understand they didn't release it in 4K and it was only Blu-ray when they came out with it. No one cared for it. And now I understand why it's 41 to 40. Because I agree. Everything was a step back. This was just like the Lara Croft, the last one. I think it was Cradle of Life. Yeah, when they were dancing in Greece. That one, whack. Like, and she,
rocks form Cradle of Life.
Yeah. You know the term jump the shark?
Yeah.
Well, this time we're going to use punch the shark. Because this movie, punched the shark. It punched the shark. It did not good. That's our new term now. It punched the shark. Did not work well. It sucked ass. So I gave it a 2 for decent, but I don't think I'm going to see this movie again.
Yeah, you know, the problem is it is too similar to the first one, but also not as good as the first one. If they somehow managed to capture the same exact energy and humor, at least it would have been redundant, but entertaining. You know what I mean? Like, okay, this didn't add anything, but it didn't do anything worse. This one, it's like similar to the first one, but worse in every aspect. I would say the action is about equal. That's it. The angels are a step down. The villain is equal to a step down. So that's not good. The storyline is worse than the first movie. As far as positives, again, I think the cast is great. I like the new, like you said, Bruce Willis, Demi Moore. Give me Demi Moore all day. Justin Theroux, cool. John Cleese, cool. You brought back Luke Wilson. You brought back Matt LeBlanc, cool. Like, good cast. I enjoyed it. And again, I thought the soundtrack was good. I think they did a good job with the music in these movies, for sure. But, I mean, other than that, it's a step down from the first one. It's definitely a step down from the first one. And I agree with you. I also gave it a 2. If the storyline could have at least been slightly better, I probably would give it a 3. But even then, it's just not as good as the first. It's not as funny as the first. It's close, but no cigar, right? But no cigar. Like, I could see people watching these back to back and having a fun time. I could. But for me, the second one is just like nowhere near as good. Is it watchable? Mm-hmm. I guess. But I mean, like you, I probably won't watch this again. I can literally just watch the first and be done. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, should have been a one-off movie. So I with agree. That said, what's your total points?
My total point is a 15. It dropped 5 points from the first one. First one I had a 20, and this one is a 15. I gave it a 15.
Yeah, mine dropped 5 points as well because I gave it a 14. 14. So you were 1 point higher than me both times, but pretty close. We were pretty much in agreement here. So yeah, disappointing. I mean, again, not the worst movie I've ever seen, but just a disappointing because the first one was fun and this one's less fun. That being said, next couple shows, we got a couple of new intros. First up, we will be doing X-Men spin-off films, and we are starting off with a classic, depending on who you ask, X-Men Origins Wolverine. God. So we're going to be doing a little Wolverine action, and then starting a new month that I've been excited for, we're going with some martial arts films. Now, I tried to pick movies that star some of the more modern, well, there's one really old one, but like kind of current martial artist mixed with 90s, mixed with 80s. So the first one, I think it's a first time watch for you. It is definitely not a first time watch for me. We're going to do a little Tony Jaa in The Protector, which it's a banger. I'm just going to, spoiler alert, I love this movie. I cannot wait to watch it again. I can't wait for you to watch it because I cannot wait to talk about it. So we're going to be doing some X-Men Origins Wolverine and a little Tony Jaa in The Protector. Those are our next two episodes.
Yeah, I've never seen The Protector. I've seen X-Men Origins. Everyone saw that one.
Who hasn't?
Who has not seen that version of the
movie? Get ready to get protected, bro. Just get ready. That's all I'm saying.
Protected, bro.
Get protected. This is the one that put Tony... Well, Ong Bak was his first one, but The Protector was the... This was like when he was like, people were like, oh, this guy, this is the next guy. And then he didn't, like his career didn't pan out, but it ain't his fault. I think he was kind of weird, but wait till you watch it. I'm excited. I'm excited for you to watch it.
Well, I do like him in other movies that we saw him in. I liked him. I liked him in Monster Hunter.
He was younger in this, so you know he's like way more, you'll see.
He's the guy from The Raid?
He's not from The Raid. He's in, I think he was in something else you just watched recently because you said Tony Jaa. Oh, he was in that Mile 22 movie. Tony Jaa.
Mile 20, yeah, he was good
but
in
look,
that.
But look, by that point,
he was good in that one.
Mile 22 was like 15 or 16 years after The Protector. So he was, imagine him even younger, faster, more energy, running the show.
He was good in Mile 22. Yeah. Let me tell you, he was really
good. Well, he's
good.
Way better in this.
He whooped that ass. Yeah. But I know you didn't like that movie, but
I hate that movie. We're never going to review it.
Yeah, it has Ronda Rousey.
One day.
One, Ronda Rousey, one.
Yeah, I already knew. Once I saw her on the bill, I said, this dude is never going to want to review this crap. Anyway, with that said, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks. And you guys can follow us on our Instagram account, Action Movie Guys Podcast. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.